Good morning.
Today, I'm back with the investments and the people of Christ's family as well. Revelations 3, verse 12.
Revelations.
Which is, "The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in my temple. Never shall he go out of it, and I will write on it the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name." Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Good morning.
It's a thing of joy to be present this morning to share the word of Pastor Adonijan with us. When I look when I carry someone when teaching this morning, it's in line with my what I'm going to preach this morning. That's what God said that. Everything worketh good to them that love God. So, it's not by mistake. My sermon topic this morning comes as a question which all of us will ask ourselves. It says, are you a pillar or a caterpillar? Are you a pillar or a caterpillar? I want us to begin first, knowing who is a pillar. According to the Bible reading this morning, we have not read. Say, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, say that, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore." So that a pillar is an overcomer, and the overcomer is anyone who believes in Jesus Christ. This is a simple definition of a pillar. It's also a person who upholds the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, he said that, "But if I delay, I write to that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar in the ground of truth." Church of Christ, this church, the Bible regards it as what? As a pillar and the ground of the truth. It's a body of Christ. It also refers as a pillar and the ground of the truth. The only ally the truth has as a divine institution is this church. I want to tell you, my beloved brethren, that the churches of Christ remain the only place where the simplicity of the truth, as taught by Jesus Christ, practiced by the apostle, and also preached by the apostle and early New Testament Christian, is still held at Christ. So, no place you can find the truth except in the body of Christ. Apostle Paul, while writing to Galatians in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, "And when James, Cephas and John, who seem to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and there to be circumcised." I want us to read that place. Because when we are admonishing ourselves and reading the Bible, it helps us to understand it very well. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. But why we are here is to open our Bible and read it from the Bible, so that when someone asks you, "What is your faith? What do you believe?" Yeah. The Bible will give you the answer. So Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. says, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seem to be the leaders, perceived the grace that has been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentile and fellowship, that we should go to the Gentile and they to the circumcised. Here it makes us to know that James, Cephas, and John were regarded as leaders of the church. And we can see that these men are pillars of the church. They are pillars of the one family, in their various families. Because when you are pillars in the church, you are also pillars. You are also pillars in your family. You are also pillars in the community. You are also pillars in your society where you live. And also, you are also pillars in the Lord of the Church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then, we have to make us to know that as a Christian, we can also be pillars in our families. We can also be pillars in our communities. We can also be pillars in our homes. Let us ask ourselves this question: am I a supporter or destroyer of the work of God? Yeah. Some of us are supporters. Some of us are also destroyers in the congregation where you are. But this is not how the Bible wants it so. See? Or in other words, are you a pillar when you support to a ministry that is under construction, or you are a caterpillar bulldozing the very structure that is being built? I want us to see it in this way. A building is under construction. You are a pillar lending the support in order to make the building stand firm, in order to give that building support. Or you are a bulldozer. We all know what bulldozer is. It's a type of machinery, a machine, a caterpillar. If you come here now, if you want to demolish this house now, it will not take you 30 minutes. Everything will come down. That is the work of a bulldozer. You see? Then, really, God has called us to be faithful pillars in the church, according to that Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. That is a powerful passage we should meditate on every time in our life. We should meditate it every time in our life. Then, there are so many examples of those who are pillars in the Bible. Let us look at somebody like Phoebe in Romans 16, verse 1 and 2. He said that, I commend you, Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Caesarea of the saints, and assists in his whatever business. You see, this sister called Phoebe is a servant of God, which our brother Paul is in that Romans chapter 16, verse 1 and 2, recommend. He said that, I recommend you to be our sister, who is a servant of the church in Caesarea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner of worthy of saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For in this, she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Look at this, is a good recommendation from our brother Paul. That some of us, when we leave this place, we want to give some membership to other churches or other churches of Christ. A preacher will give you a recommendation. When that recommendation was read in the church, they will know your efforts, your support in their former local congregation. That is why it's good to be a support to the church. Apostle Paul commended her greatly because of what she does, because of his ability in the things of God. Then people like Dorcas, we all know about Dorcas. She was a leader in the early church. Through her good work, she demonstrated her commitment to the church as she was reaching out to others within and outside the church in her locality. When she died, the early disciples of Jesus would not accept her, but they brought the Lord through his servant to raise her up. You see, as a result of what she does in the world, if at the time he was reaching out both inside and outside the church, not only inside the church, but outside the church. But at the point of when she died, the early disciples could not accept it. They said, no, we don't want you to die. We don't want you to die. We have to pray. We have to tell the servant of God. We have to gather and pray so that we raise him from the dead. You see? Because of what he did. That's why Bible says that we should remember by our good work. We should remember by what we did. Not only our good work, also our bad work. When you do bad things, remember of your bad work. If you can read that in the Acts of Apostles chapter 9:36-23. The number one is people like Joseph, when the early Christian renamed Barnabas, meaning the son of encouragement. He was such a great supporter. He was moved by what moved the church. What moved the church? Does he move you? This man, Barnabas, he was not known as Joseph, but now Barnabas as a son of encouragement. Anything that concerns church is moved by. You see? Then his contribution to the things of church was what made him be named son of encouragement. You see, when you are doing this, when you are doing the work of God, it brings many blessings. He did many blessings. So that contribution has made him to be known as a son of encouragement. We all know what encouragement means. To support, to help. You see, to beat up somebody. That is what encouragement means. If you can see that in Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 7, then what about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? During his ministry, while we are women who were pillars in his ministry, these women provided support for him through their personal needs. Let us read the Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Luke 8:1-3 say that. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the truth he had received. And certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, many called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Peter, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which minister unto him of their sympathies. You see, these people now, they contributed with their personal things, not with the collective or church thing, personal. They contributed. The Bible, Jesus Christ recommended them. Then in the Old Testament, Moses, Aaron, and God proved to be great pillars when Israelites fought in the civil battle with Amalek. In fact, without the effort of these men, the battle would have been lost. You see, where there is unity, where there is one mind, everything will work very well. Everything will work out fine. But where there is no unity, everything will not work out fine. Some qualities of pillars are that they are people who love the Lord and are committed to the growth and development of the church. And these people, they are selfless and not strongly holding to one's own opinion. and they do not politicize affairs of the church. As they have their pillars in every church, so they are pillars in the church today. These people, they are not selfless way. They are not politicize the affairs of the church. But rather, they are pillars in the early church. And also they are pillars in the church today. So brethren, let us ask ourselves this question also. Can we be counted among pillars of the Lord Church today? As those that we are counted, as we are seeing from the scripture. Then the question is now, can we be accounted among pillars of the Lord Church today? If everyone is like Brother A or Sister B, what kind of pillars would be? What kind of church would we be? One person cannot do it at all. Because one pillar cannot support the building. This building has pillar now. But if it is one pillar, it will not support. One will bend like this, the other one will bend like this. So there is no pillar on it. As a Christian, we are called to support, strengthen and sustain each other. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 10, say that, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of household of faith. Doing good does not have any limit. It's both in the Lord and outside the church. Wherever you find yourself, if you want that opportunity, do good to all men. We are going to look the second part of it, which is, remember my topic is, are you a pillar or a caterpillar? Are you a pillar or a caterpillar? Then let us look at who is a caterpillar. A caterpillar is a destroyer in all aspects. This is a simple definition. There are many things. If you are looking about caterpillars in building, in construction, in building, in everything, it has many meanings. But it's a destroyer in all aspects, whether one is referring to an instrument or machinery. They perform the same work of destruction. Caterpillar were the subject of divine conversation in the Old Testament. In Joel chapter 1 verse 4, he said that what the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the continuing has eaten. You see, locust does more harm than good in our crops. And also, those of us that are into farming, locust does more harm in our crops. Maybe locust, if you see locust there, they grow in millions. You see, the leaf, it eats up all the leaves, all the crops. And locust can bring famine in the land. If you read this word, this life, this passage, Joel chapter 1 verse 4, what happened to them in the land as a result of locusts? But one thing that God are with them, I mean the children of Judah, God, we are with them. Verse 25, the same prayer, God promised them, that is the children of Israel, that He will restore to them the years locust has eaten the canker worm and the caterpillar and the farmer worm, that He will send His great armies to them. This is the promise God gave to them during that time, during the time of when they experienced the famine as a result of locust. God promised to them, and God was with them that time because of their trust in God. In the early church, there was a man called Diotrephes. He was a caterpillar in the church. The Bible says he possessed the attitude of, if I do not live, I will destroy. This passage of the Bible, I want us to read it in Third John chapter 9, verse 11. Chapter 9, verse 11.
That princess who loves to have the preeminence among them does not receive us. Therefore, if I come, I will call to mind things which he does, prating against us with malicious words, and do not contend with that. He himself does not receive the brethren, and forbids those who wish to, putting them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. He who does good is of God, but he who does evil has not seen God.
You see, this man called Diotrephes, he would say that if I am not at home of affairs, I will be at here. If my opinion is not accepted, none else will hold anyone. You see, that kind of person in the Lord Church, you have to mark that kind of a person because you will not bring any good things in the church. Only that you bring, you will destroy. This is not the attitude which one to caterpillar in the church must be avoided. We must avoid this attitude in our church. You see, that Diotrephes mentality and self-will was avoided in the Lord Church. Let us read in Titus chapter 1, 7, verse 3. He said that, for a bishop must be blameless, a steward of God, not self-will, not quick temper, not giving to mind, not violent, not greedy for money. You see, this passage of the Bible is not only applied to the bishop. Because you don't have this job now, but we hope that we will have this job in the future. So, it does not apply only to bishop. It's apply to every Christian. Every Christian, it's apply to every Christian. We must avoid the temptation to politicize the affairs of church. We should be accommodating each other. If you read the Acts of Apostles chapter 20, verse 28 to 30, it's about the what he has given us to look after. Let us read that verse. Verse 20. Verse 28, that's it. God say, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flocks over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. You see, there are those that God is giving this assignment. The elders and deacons. If we don't have elders and deacon in the church, can the church can grow? Okay, can we say that we don't have prayer, we don't have deacon? So let us put our arm and be watching and allow things to go wrong in the Lord Church. No, that is why we have some leaders. Say that those people that can lead, you have to give them the work. You have to assign them so that everything will be done decently and in order in the Lord Church. If this thing happens, it's a sign that we are caterpillars. If a person can do his or her own marriage, standing as a pillar inside, and another destroy his or own marriage, standing as a criteria therein, it made us to understand that some people are sinners, while others are sinners. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1 says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down. Really, you can see that some women are integral part of every successful woman and the church. But sadly today, some are tempted to tear down what they have helped to build. It is not how God wanted to be. Christ compared the church, husband and wife, that husband is the head of the family. Wife is the head. That wife must be submissive. Are we submissive to our husband? Are we submissive? Are we the head to our wife? No. Every parent has responsibility in the family. But I'm not going to waste our time with this family. But I want to conclude by asking God to make us pillars in his home, in our various home, in the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is possessed with his precious blood, in our communities and societies, and grant us the wisdom to check ourselves daily to ensure we remain pillars and not allow us to transform into caterpillars unawares, recognizing the very thing we have labored to give in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.